SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, meskipun Australia merupakan salah satu negara dengan tingkat penggunaan kursi pengaman mobil anak tertinggi di dunia, namun masih banyak anak yang bepergian dengan mobil dengan cara yang kurang aman. Penting bagi orang tua dan wali untuk memahami persyaratan hukum dan praktik terbaik untuk memaksimalkan peluang kelangsungan hidup anak-anak jika terjadi kecelakaan di dalam mobil. Kali ini, fitur Australia Explain yang disusun oleh Yumi Oba akan mengeksplorasi persyaratan hukum dan praktik terbaik untuk keselamatan anak-anak dalam mobil. Undang-Undang Perlindungan Anak Nasional yang berlaku saat ini mewajibkan semua anak untuk menggunakan sabuk pengikat dalam pengamanan yang sesuai dengan umur dan tinggi badan mereka. Namun, keluarga seringkali mengalami kebingungan saat beralih dari kursi pengaman anak ke kursi anak berikutnya atau saat memutuskan untuk berhenti menggunakan kursi anak secara permanen. Associate Professor Warwick Tigu, Direktur Layanan Trauma di Royal Children's Hospital Melbourne, mengatakan, kebingungan seperti itu merupakan tantangan umum bagi banyak keluarga.
At the moment, because of a gap between what is legal and what is best practice, and because that gap invites in uncertainty and poorly informed decision making, many Australian children are travelling in cars in a way that is less safe than they could be. We want families and children to be travelling in cars with the safest best practice restraint, and that is often over and above that which is required by law.
Meskipun usia dan tinggi badan merupakan pedoman penting, namun penting juga untuk memprioritaskan kesesuaian anak ketika menentukan perlindungan anak yang tepat. Karena bentuk fisik anak-anak berbeda, sangatlah penting untuk memastikan pengekangan yang sesuai demi memberikan keselamatan yang optimal.
The most important is fit, and fit is a combination of height and age and the way in which our body is proportioned. Some people have very long torsos and less long legs. Some people have really long legs and a less long torso. And all of these things make a difference in how we fit into a seat.
Penanda bahu yang terdapat pada semua kursi mobil yang memenuhi standar Australia berfungsi sebagai indikator untuk menentukan kapan seorang anak telah melebihi ukuran kursinya. Sampai anak tersebut melampaui tanda-tanda ini, sangat penting untuk menjaga mereka tetap menggunakan tempat yang sesuai. Seorang anak harus tetap duduk menghadap ke belakang selama mungkin. Saat terjadi tabrakan, posisi menghadap ke belakang memungkinkan kepala anak itu tenggelam ke belakang, menyebarkan gaya ke seluruh kursi, dan mengurangi risiko cedera.
In the moment of a crash, when that terrible screeching halt happens, their head is flung forward first so that their nose will probably touch onto their breastplate. It'll just bend over and snap. Over it goes. And so that is a moment of terrible, potentially life-ending, very likely life-redefining injury to the spine.
Profesor Duke mengatakan sebaiknya jika memungkinkan tetap menjaga anak menghadap ke belakang meskipun sudah melewati usia 6 bulan.
Parents should know that when their child no longer fits in that rearward-facing car seat, that there may be another option for them to buy, and we accept that there is a cost, that keeps them rearward-facing but allows them more growth room so they can still fit. And that would represent the safest option for that child, rather than being moved to be forward-facing with a multi-point harness system. So even at those first 6, 9, 12, 15 months of age, we should be keeping our children rearward facing as long as they fit.
Bernard Carlin, Direktur Eksekutif Pusat Keselamatan Jalan, menyoroti meluasnya masalah pemasangan kursi pengaman anak yang tidak tepat di dalam mobil, di mana 2/3 jumlah kursi mobil anak-anak itu digunakan secara tidak benar di Australia. Orang tua dan wali harus dengan tekun mematuhi instruksi pabrik atau menggunakan layanan pemasangan profesional untuk memaksimalkan keselamatan penumpang muda itu.
Across Australia, but in particular New South Wales, more than 300 child restraint fitting stations. But as well, we also have lots of programs that are run in local government and in some in-language programs that are run where there's a high proportion of non-English speaking communities. And we also have in our health services for people who are disadvantaged programs which actually also support people to purchase child restraint if they have financial constraints.
Penting pula untuk memastikan bahwa kursi mobil anak-anak itu mematuhi peraturan standar Australia untuk keselamatan. Artinya, kursi yang dibeli di luar negeri mungkin tidak memenuhi persyaratan keselamatan khusus yang diamanatkan oleh peraturan di Australia.
Highly recommend that when people come to Australia that they actually look for a child car seat that's actually designed for the Australian standard as well as look for the safest seat that's available within their means as well. And so you can see child car seat data and information on our website, star ratings where we've crash tested all of these new available child car seats and given them a rating for both protection but also ease of use.
Pada saat menggunakan taksi, layanan persewaan atau berbagi tumpangan, undang-undang pembatasan mobil anak dapat berbeda-beda di setiap negara bagian dan teritori di Australia. Oleh karena itu, sebaiknya tanyakan kepada otoritas terkait untuk memahami peraturan khusus yang berlaku di lokasi Anda.
When you're booking, ensure that you've let the service provider know that you require that child car seat. Of course, you do need to, if you're going to be traveling with your own child car seat, ensure that it's properly fitted. Really important that no matter what sort of vehicle you're traveling in and whether you're accessing a rideshare vehicle or a taxi or your own private vehicle or even a family friend or a carer that's looking after your children, that we have the right child car seat and it's properly fitted.
Anak Anda mungkin ingin sekali keluar dari booster seat, namun semua pilihan harus dilakukan sebelum melakukannya. Demikian menurut Profesor Tick.
There is a test called the five-step test. They need to be able to sit with their back against the back of the seat. That's the first step. The second step is that their knees need to bend comfortably over the front of the seat that they're sitting on. The lap part of the seat belt needs to sit low across the thighs. That's number three. Number four is the sash part needs to cross the shoulder at the center of the shoulder. Now, the fifth part is that we need to do all of those four things for all the journey.
Sangat penting untuk melakukan pemeriksaan dan penyesuaian secara terus-menerus karena kesesuaian anak dapat berubah seiring pertumbuhan antar mobil, antar kursi anak, dan bahkan tergantung pada pakaian yang mereka kenakan.
It's not a set and forget moment really ever. We have to keep adjusting it. And that's a pity, but that is also what we need to do so that if the crash occurs, we know we have done what is safest for our children. Once the car crash is happening, the child's safety is determined by the physics and the forces, which are terrible. And if we have them in a less safe position, the risk and the reality of injury increase.
Kita tidak dapat memprediksi dengan tepat waktu terjadinya kecelakaan mobil. Namun kita mempunyai kekuatan untuk memprioritaskan keselamatan anak-anak kita dalam setiap perjalanan. Dengan secara konsisten membuat pilihan yang aman, seperti menggunakan kursi pengaman anak yang benar, mematuhi undang-undang dan pedoman, serta memastikan pemasangan dan penyesuaian yang tepat, kita dapat secara signifikan mengurangi risiko dan melindungi anak-anak kita jika terjadi kecelakaan yang tidak terduga. Nah pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman dari Australian Explained mengenai keselamatan anak dalam mobil serta kursi pengikatnya yang disusun oleh Yumi Oba dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.